SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
My name's Ronald Callaghan. I'm from down at far south coast at Maruya, this room. And my father's Dungarty from up at Kempsey. So I'm living on my mother's land down in the Yuinna, Wild Bunja country.
Can you please share how your journey in music first started?
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I was just started doing guitar lessons at a place they used to call the CYSS, C-Y-S-S, Community Youth Support Scheme, back in the early 80s. And then a bloke called Junior Brennan come along from Sydney, and all of a sudden we was at a band going. He found us, me and Derek Carpenter and Dave Stewart, on the coast here, and we was just learning how to play a little bit, and then Junior come along and got us going. Yeah, he was with Black Lace in Sydney there for a long time.
So you've been performing for 30 years. What do you love the most about performing?
I still all feels good, like it did when I first started. Yeah, it's still fun to do, and I got my grandkids and that, they turn up the gigs and that now, so it's, I'm enjoying it in a completely different way, so still enjoying the journey, I suppose.
Your style blends blues, rock and country. How did you develop this unique sound?
I just think it's just expressing yourself. Everyone just playing the guitar and singing the way that I'm feeling, I suppose. It's the best way of describing it. Playing how you feel instead of trying to copy someone else.
What are some of the biggest influences on your music?
I grew up listening to Sam Cooke and John Fogerty, and I was a massive Archie Roach fan, more than anyone, I suppose. Yeah, just loved him, what he done and how he sung for people and the messages that he put across.
Can you tell us about your latest album and what are some of your new songs?
Yeah, it's called, I call this one Out of Your Comfort Zone. I just got the CD delivered this morning, actually, for it, so it's been a good day. I called it Out of Your Comfort Zone because there's a few political songs in amongst it, and it's going to put some people out of their comfort zone. And they're either going to like them or they're not. They're going to, it's up to them. I'm just saying how I feel as an Aboriginal person.
Your son features on some of your songs. What is it like to collaborate together?
Yeah, that was like a dream come true for me. He does a little bit of music here and there with my son-in-law and that as well. And yeah, he stopped for a while, but to be able to sing a song with him and my son-in-law was awesome. Yeah, it was like a dream come true. Like I said, I've been doing it for a long time, so to be able to do it with a couple of songs with his son, this dream come true.
When performing, you mix original songs with covers. How do you choose which songs to cover?
Do a little bit of Eagles when we're performing. I do mostly my own songs now. Got a little band around me with a good band, actually. I like to play a lot of my own stuff, like we put some Eagles and a bit of Fogarty and Archie Roach and Rodriguez, the people that I grew up listening to as well, sort of sits well with the songs that I wrote. And a lot of country, we play a lot of country. We get to gigs and if there's a lot of old elderly people there, I just start thinking about country songs. I've got a bass player that can play. That's played just about every song in the world. So when I play, I could play a song that he'd never heard, but I thought he'd never heard, but he would have heard it and knows how to play them. So.
And what inspires your original songwriting?
I think it's whatever's happening at the time in my life. Because I've read a lot of songs that are all about different things that are happening at the time. Write about my children, write about my culture, write about my friends. Yeah, a lot of them are all personal, because they're always about somebody or something. I'm not really sure what the style is called. It's just called, I just get the influence of what's happening in my life at the time, and I usually write about that. Like when the lockdowns are on, I wrote that song about called Call Out. It was about the kids driving past, so that's where I got my son to actually sing that song, because it was, I wrote it about them, so I got him to help me come in and sing it. It was about not being able to see my own kids and everything.
What do you hope audiences experience or feel when they listen to your music?
I just hope they enjoy it. If they like it, that's really good. That's cool. But I know it's probably not going to be for everyone to like, but it's because it's country blues sort of based, and there's a lot of story to this new album. There's really deep. There's some really deep songs on it, so hopefully people engage with it and like what's going on. I've done a completely different album this time. It's acoustic. We haven't got no electric guitars and haven't got a proper drum kit. We've just got a Cajon drum, and that's a box what you sit on with a pedal, and two acoustic guitars and a bass, no electric guitars. So sort of like sitting around a campfire listening to the songs.
And last but not least, after 30 years on stage, what keeps you inspired to keep playing and creating music?
It's still fun. It's still fun to do, and yeah, get out and meet a lot of people, get to go on a bit of tours and get around and meet a lot of people and still have fun playing music. We've got a busy week this week. We've got three or four gigs coming up and over the weekend. So I've got the Guyong Festival, and I'm starting a little tour this week, starting at Batemans Bay on Thursday night with Richie Leland and Chelsea Atkins as well. And Music New South Wales have just put us onto a little tour, and we're starting at the Oyster Cove Bar on Thursday night, the three acts. And then on Friday night we're in Gerringong, same three acts. Then on Friday morning, I'm down at Guyong. And with Goanna, we're going to open the show for Goanna at Tilbury. We're looking forward to that one. So, yeah, we've got a busy couple of days ahead. So, yeah, and this year, radio interview and receiving the CDs has been pretty hectic, right?
Thanks so much for coming on and having a yarn with us today.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.